100% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Always happier with your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Don't be shy. If you're hearing us for the first, second, third time, whatever. We barely bite. Dom likes to bite, but, you know, only
just a gentle nibble.
Dom, I couldn't believe Democrats got something done this week.
I know, dude. It's like actual governance and laws getting passed and stuff going on. And so just name calling and, you know, crapping all over the Capitol.
Well, they kind of crapped all over Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. Apparently, they backdoored these shyster Democrats, you know, using reconciliation. And they voted the vice president to push this through along partisan lines, Dom. And what are they trying to do? I know it's a inflation reduction bill, but what's that mean? I don't even know what that means.
just give it a name to address what's going on right now. A little bit here from Tony Rome from the Washington Post. The Senate Sunday approved a sweeping package to combat climate change, lower health care costs, raise taxes on some billion-dollar corporations, and reduce the federal deficit. As Democrats overcame months of political infighting to deliver the centerpiece to President Biden's long-stalled economic agenda. And just in time, remember, we have some elections going on tomorrow. So, I mean, this is all good, right? Climate change, big problem. Lower health care costs, good, good. Raise taxes on billionaire corporations that are paying jack. Yeah, that's a good idea. And reduce the federal deficit. I mean, up to like $300 billion in deficit reduction. These are huge. Dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, it would authorize the biggest burst of spending in U.S. history to tackle global warming, about $370 billion to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 40% below their 2005 levels by the end of this decade. The proposal will also make good on Democrats' years-long pledge to reduce prescription drug costs for the elderly. I mean, is this good? This is good, right? We want to do those things.
Medicare is good. The failure, and actually, six or seven Democrats went along with Republicans to strip the cap of insulin at $35. Now, that remains the cap through the Medicare, and that part of the bill was intact through the vote. But the cap, the public cap of $35 insulin, that's gone.
That's gone. Parliamentarian determined that was not part of, could not use that in reconciliation. So, of course, the Republicans are just vindictive and mad, like they were about the bill with the vets and the burn pits, because they need to get this other bill to go the way they want. So I'm going to jam this one up. I mean, from a political standpoint, the Republicans look terrible. From a legislative standpoint, the Republicans look terrible. Just one more paragraph here, and then we can move on to other issues. In part by tweaking federal tax laws, chiefly to target tax cheats and some billion-dollar companies that pay nothing to the government, the bill is expected to raise enough money to cover its new spending. Wow, and it's paid for? Democrats say the measure is also expected to generate an additional $300 billion for reducing projected budget deficits over the next 10 years, although they have not yet furnished a final fiscal analysis of their legislation.
Let's go to the phones, Dom, 844-967-2789. We do have some senatorial sound as well, but I'd rather talk to the audience. Robert from West Ellis. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. I encourage everyone to go out tomorrow. I'm actually going to do a protest vote. I really did not like the way that the candidates kind of all folded up around Mandela Barnes a couple weeks ahead of the election. Folks that donate money, knock doors, text, call into radio stations, things like that. It's really irritating to work on a campaign and then just have them give up a couple weeks prior. So I think all it's going to do is suppress the vote tomorrow. So I'm hoping people will come out and they'll vote for Pekarsky or they'll vote for Stephen Alacara just to show them, you know, we're not cool with this. This needs to stop. I didn't like it when they did it to Bernie, when they folded up around Joe Biden. I don't like it now. So.
Well, Robert, if you're going to declare yourself a candidate for any position, let's say state chief executive, the only honorable thing to do is pull out before you fail to qualify on the ballot.
Robert, let me, I totally get your point, man. I mean, and I can appreciate that if someone, put their time, energy, efforts, assets, whatever into helping out a candidate and they pull up and decide to do it as many of these candidates did. I can understand, and hopefully they did right by their volunteers, no doubt. But then why not if
how
the protest?
Hang on.
If the protest vote, everyone's still on the ballot, though, right? Like Godlewski's still on the ballot, Nelson. They're all still going to be on the ballot. You could still vote for that person as a protest vote as well, right?
Yeah, but it won't matter, right? At least you're better off if you go with the Prokarski or Alicara because that actually would matter. They're still in the race, right? But honestly, down ballot, there's a lot of races to pay attention to, too. So hopefully people will focus on that and come out for that, if nothing else.
Well, Robert, here's my tip of the cap. Peter Prokarski, unlike any of the other candidates, may be accepting to a small degree Tom Nelson, and that might have been an economic thing. But Prokarski embraced the progressive talk radio audience. And some of these better known candidates, the Lazarys, the Godlewskis, and to a lesser degree, Nelson, although he did throw a few ads on, I would say had they embraced the lefty talk radio audience that you're a part of, Robert, maybe they'd had something to stick around for.
Yep. Agreed. Yeah. Next time we should give the money to the radio station instead. Cause you guys won't drop out. Right.
Not if we can help her, man.
No Christmas carols either. Not even on Christmas around here. 844-967-2789. That's sort of an inside joke. If you don't know it, you don't want to know it. Brett from Eureka, man. How you been?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I'm calling because I want to celebrate. It feels a little premature, but I feel like you guys are coming on board finally for that Inflation Reduction Act. What do you say?
Define coming on board for it. It's going to apparently go through the House of Representatives, one must assume.
Friday, I think they're
all the
warming everybody up for a vote.
And, by next week, maybe Joe Biden gets to have a little victory tour in the Rose Garden at least.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly what he needs because I see what the Republican strategy is, and it is ad hominem attacks, or I don't know what the hominem is for men, but they'll attack the person is basically. They know that that Democratic policies are popular. So what do they have to do? They have to attack the person, which in this case is Joe Biden, right? Attack Joe Biden and then tie all of the Democrats running for office to Joe Biden, and that's their strategy.
But Brett,
because they have no policy.
Do you think that's successful, though? I'm not clear that, I haven't seen Biden on the stump yet. That may change in the fall, but I can't imagine Joe Biden's going to go where he's unwanted. So I don't think you're going to see a lot of Biden on the stump. You might see a Buttigieg or something. But what I would say, Brett, is I don't know that the people of America are saying, well, Joe Biden sucks, and therefore I'm gonna throw out my Democratic congressperson. I don't think they are correct necessarily. And those that don't like Joe Biden, I think there's lots on the left that don't like Joe Biden. It's just that they find him uninspiring. And, the combination of Manchin and Sinema up until now has left us wanting for legislative achievements. Now, I'm great that they're getting one here at the end, Britt.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I'd rather see them get a couple more Senate seats, hold the House, and we might actually be on to something.
But that's the way we do it, is to have something to run on. So yeah. Biden might not be hitting the stump trail to support these candidates, but if you can't point to legislative wins, both by Congress, by Senate, and by the executive, I think then you can go to the American people and say, look at what we've done, and what have Republicans done? They don't even have a policy coming out of their annual, whatever, hate these stuff. I don't know what they call it.
They have a policy, Brett. It's we support Trump no matter what he does, and whatever he says is God Almighty. End of story, period. Next.
844-967-2789. John from Wausau, hopefully listening on Bull Falls Radio, WXEO. John, welcome. You're the first from Wausau.
Hey, John.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to point on this vet bill that everybody's talking about, and I think it's kind of gross what the Democrats kind of did here. I know a lot of Republicans didn't like the, like, $400 billion extra dollars that was added onto this bill, as in pork, and the Republicans were trying to figure out, like, hey, why is this in here? This is what we don't agree with. That's why I'm going to vote no against this. And the Democrats just kind of said, oh, I don't know what it's for.
Are you clear on that, John? Because that's not my understanding. John Stewart, who is a comedian, I grant you, it's John Stewart. But John Stewart came out and basically fact-checked this. He has been a strong advocate for the vets. And I'm a vet, man. I believe in the vets, John. My understanding is that was a clean bill, John. And the only thing that really changed was Republicans were feeling a little salty because Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer, they felt like it pulled a fast one. So this was spite, John. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dominic.
No, that's my understanding as well. And I did see some of the discussion with Stewart as he was interviewed on some of the talk shows that it was basically the same bill that all the Republicans and Democrats agreed on before. And the money thing they were talking about was really more of a moving around money. It didn't take anything, didn't make any big difference on the bill. It was just a reason that the Republicans used to stall it. Of course, they ended up going along with it, John. You know what I mean? And they went back to their original position on it. So it was just a hissy fit as far as I'm concerned, John. Unless you got some other info,
they had to because it's like either you say no on it, and then the Democrats say, oh, you don't care about our vets. Look at this and look at that. And it's just, I mean, I get both parties do it. They prop people up, which is sickening. They say, either you do this because of this, or we're going to label you as this. I get both people do it. It's kind of sickening what they did, though, to say, hey, either you support our vets or you don't. And why commit political suicide with that? Why fall on that sword, I guess?
Well, let me read from the fact checks on this, John, because we want to get it right as often as we can. But I'm going to read from the fact check at Newsweek, specifically on the statement that John Stewart made about this burn pit bill. A Senate reading of the bill in June of 2022 was passed with an 84-14 vote. It was sent back to the House and returned with minor amendments. It was then returned to the Senate in July of 22. But a cloture vote, meaning to end debate, which takes 60 people, a cloture vote prevented it from passing for presidential approval. Now, Stewart points out in his video in which he says the bill that passed the Senate 84-14 on June 16 had not one word added to it by Democrats or spending fairies or anybody else. It's the same effing bill. Arguments about the bill's spending parameters caused senators, they say, to pause its clearance. However, one of Stewart's central claims was that the bill had not had one word added to it. This is true, according to the fact checkers. Between the bill originally passed by the Senate in June and the version rejected in July, and they do provide links, you can compare the bills, John. So I'm not making this up. Only minor changes can be found which do not appear to alter the substance of the bill, including funding. So there was no magic moving around of the money, John. It was just disingenuous grousing by Republicans. And John Stewart, I mean, John Stewart's been a hero for these veterans and for the 9/11 people. And it's amazing to me that Republicans, I mean, they claim they're the Patriots, John. Well, you're a veteran. I'm a veteran. I'd call us the Patriots. And I can tell you what, man, I want the benefits. And had I been exposed to toxic chemicals and I had some sort of health infirmities, I would surely expect my country to stand by me, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, we're all freaking Americans here, man. If somebody served, take care of them. This should not be a point of major conjecture. And, you know, false lies. 84-14. It didn't change. Come back. More Devils. We never change.